1133, please, Carla.
Amend the Parks and Recreation System Development Charge Code to clarify language and improve program implementation.
Commissioner Fish.
Okay. Before we begin, I'm going to hand out a letter that we've received from the Parks Board supporting the matter before us, and we'll turn over staff for a presentation.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Fish. My name is Sarah Huggins, and I'm the Parks System Development Charge, or SDC, Program Manager. I very much appreciate this opportunity to bring forward suggested updates to the Parks System Development Charge Code, which is Chapter 1713. This code section outlines implementation of the Parks SDC program. The Parks SDC program has been in place since 1998, and throughout the years, the code has been updated periodically to improve program implementation. Our goals for this particular code update were to ensure that code language is clear and precise, to correct inconsistent and, in some cases, outdated code language or references, to simplify code language. So, for example, in some cases, we had paraphrased other sections of code, and instead we are providing a link or a reference to that code instead of restating. And then under Commissioner Fitz's leadership, we also focused on improvements to the SDC credit process. And in this context, SDC credits are things that the Bureau can award for either a donation or property or the construction of a park improvement, qualified public improvement. And these credits can be used to offset the building permit fee. In particular, updates to the SDC credit section included updates to the SDC Credit Review Committee membership. That's a public group that advises and makes a recommendation on the award or denial of SDC credit requests. Updates to review and the review and recommendation process, including provisions about making meeting materials and recommendations and decisions all available to the public through the e-files program and on the Parks SDC website as well. Updates to decision-making authorities for SDC credits. So in current code, the director was the decision-maker on SDC credit awards. And in the proposed updates before you, the director could still make a recommendation on credits if the value was $250,000 or less. But for credit awards above $250,000, that would now be a commissioner decision. And in any cases where the public SDC credit review committee was not all in agreement on a recommendation, the director and commissioner would confer with one another before making a decision. We also proposed updates to the appeals process. Given the additional levels of review and input for the recommended award of credits, we are proposing that appeals of credit award decisions be limited to the applicant. Since SDC credits are directly tied to a building permit, our concern was that opening that door and making appeals available to anyone could delay someone's building permit process. So they would have to pay a fee or get the credits awarded to be used against a building permit before they can get their building permit issued. And we are also updating the appeal process. So previous language, or current language, allowed appeals of an administrator decision to go to the hearings officer, and then appeals of a director SDC credit award decision to go to council within 30 days. And so what we're proposing in these amendments are to change the decision-making threshold so decisions that were made by the director would be appealed to the commissioner and then to city council. So we're adding the commissioner as a step in that appeal process as well. The code updates, I want to be clear, are not changing the SDC methodology, the rate structure, or the council-adopted SDC CIP list of eligible projects. Preparing these code updates was a very collaborative effort, and I would like to thank everyone who reviewed the updates and offered feedback. In particular, I'd like to thank the Parks Board, the League of Women Voters. I think Debbie is here with us today. Thank you. The Development Review Advisory Committee, many park staff, Commissioner Fish, who really championed the development of these SDC code updates, and Commissioner Fish, who reviewed and supported bringing them before you today, staff from the City Attorney's Office and Auditor's Office, who all reviewed these. Thank you.
So, Mayor, if I could, Sarah Huggins has done an outstanding job of just giving you an overview of this. I had a letter blocking my introductory comments, and so at the risk of being appearing ungrateful, I would like to read one paragraph here. These code changes, in our view, will increase transparency around park systems development charge credits, include decision-making thresholds, appeal processes, and the committee review process. and they are almost exclusively the work of my predecessor, Commissioner Amanda Fritz, and the stakeholders that she engaged. So I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for preparing these improvements. This matter was taken back to my office during the transition so I could get up to speed on it. We're now bringing this back forward, largely unchanged, for council approval. And again, thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for the work you put into this.
Great. Is there any further discussion on this item? Public testimony?
Yes, we have two people signed up.
Thank you, Carla.
Shedrick J. Wilkins and Debbie Iona.
Welcome.
On the similar topic of which I had discussed on 1132, in the future, will mention one person's name who's a great homeless advocate is Ezra Mubarak. And I know in January what happened in the park, it was a federal park in which he tried to establish a homeless encampment, and it was slammed down. I'm not here to say that that was a perfect place to do that, but again, I favor putting homeless people in parks in a very controlled fashion. I am a supporter of Joanne Hardesty, and I know that she may put Ezra Mubarak on her staff. And Ezra Mubarak and I met about the Homeless Bill of Rights in 2011, in which I met you, Mayor Wheeler, and you were trying to get the Multnomah County Health Center built. Now, it will be built, but and it may send and dispatch paramedics to homeless people who are cold or something, but I understand homeless people will not be allowed to stay there. But it will orchestrate and be kind of like a dispatch center for people, and that that building will be involved with making sure they get some place, a hospital. It's about ready to be finished. And again, I think it's really a discredit to the city. At the bus station, there are African Americans and other homeless people begging me for money. And I thought the navigation center would move people in under the Broadway Bridge or move them away. I do know that Chinatown Neighborhood Association is very concerned about homeless people sleeping right on the bus station property. You know, and in the future, when that health center is made, they don't want people doing that. You're going to have to move them. They don't want county employees working there accosted by people sleeping on the sidewalk at the bus station. Again, these are things I have read. And so next year, one thing about Ezra Mubarak, I don't get in the Oregonian and I don't get in Willamette Week and he does. So even though I talk here, but I strongly support, and Joanne Hardesty, some people claim she's a troublemaker. She's not a troublemaker. She just sees things that aren't working. And Ezra Mubarak is the perfect eyes, and he has the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I hope that Joanne Hardesty criticizes you as a mayor, that there are people sleeping, begging, and doing some stuff, and let's try to solve it.
Thank you. That would be a refreshing change, people criticizing the mayor. Thank you, Cedric. Good morning.
Hi. Mayor, commissioners, I'm Debbie Iona, representing the League of Women Voters of Portland. The League has been actively involved in the Parks SDC program since its inception. We offered input on the original ordinance and serve on the Credit Review Committee and the Periodic SDC Methodology Update Task Force. For the most part, the League supports the proposed code amendments, but we have significant concerns. The League strongly objects to eliminating the public's right to appeal SDC credits granted by the Parks Bureau Director or Commissioner in charge. This right provides an important safeguard that should be maintained. The proposed code allows only the developer applying for a credit to appeal the decision. Lead staff, as you just heard from Sarah, in the code revision effort explained to us that there is concern members of the public might use the right to appeal as a way to slow development. There has been, however, only one appeal during the 20 years the Parks SDC program has been in place. The League filed that appeal in a case in which we believed an SDC credit was granted inappropriately. We took the appeal to the city hearings officer and then circuit court. After the applicant requested settlement discussions, our appeal was resolved with a $50,000 donation from the developer to the Parks Foundation. Clearly, with only one appeal in 20 years, this proposal to deny the public the right to appeal is unnecessary. Furthermore, the League opposes changing the party authorized to hear SDC credit appeals from the city hearings officer to city council. Given the interaction city council members sometimes have with developers, the hearings officer will be seen by the public as a more neutral party and should continue to hear those appeals. The League appreciates the proposed code language outlining the credit review committee process. Several years ago, we expressed concerns about the inappropriate role city staff and the applicant played in the process. Since then, we have participated in a committee meeting that followed the vastly improved process, thanks to Commissioner Fritz's office. We fully support including it in the revised code. We also support the updated list of types and specific examples of organizations eligible to serve on the credit review committee. In conclusion, the League believes it is essential that the public continue to have the right to appeal decisions as significant as those granting Parks SDC credits. This might be a different discussion if the existing right to appeal was being abused, but it is not. The city should stay true to maintaining the critical checks and balances we rely on to ensure credible and accountable decision-making by our leaders. Thank you.
Thank you. Perfectly timed as well.
What's that?
Perfectly timed.
I practice at home. So, and then I just wanted to say one tiny thing. So I would love to stay for your discussion. Hopefully I can, but I have a six-month-old waiting for me at home, so my daughter can go back to work. So
good.
I'm going to try, though.
Thank you so much for all of your inputs on this.
Oh,
very helpful.
Debbie, I was curious, what was the appeal the League was involved in?
It was in the River District. It was Jamison Square.
Okay.
The Hoyt Street Properties applied for an SDC credit, even though the development agreement said that that property was going to be conveyed at no cost to the city. And then there was an additional layer of concern on our part because the credit application was based on the loss value for developing that property at its zoned use as far as, you know, if it was going to be an apartment building or commercial. But there was a restriction on that property that it could only be used as parks open space, which, of course, brought the value down considerably. So okay. We, you know, kind of after winding our way through, ended up with a fairly satisfactory outcome. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Very good. Any further discussion or questions of staff? There being none, this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance.
I just want to say thank you to Sarah Huggins, who's an absolute superstar.
Moves to second reading. Thank you, Sarah. We're adjourned.